This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook.
Hear me out.
It's time to solve all your gardening problems.
Hear me out.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, so we got 4 hours of any questions you guys have about gardening at this time? At 7 o'clock today, we do have one guest, Art from Bonide. Art's going to be here to answer some good information for us. We got some good stuff coming from Art. We're going to be talking about getting ready for fall. I know it's, we're in the middle of summer. We want to think more about summer, but what can we do to be getting ready this time of year? I mean, it is, we're in August, so usually we're thinking about what can we do going forward. What can we do for the lawn? What can we do for the yard, etc.? And so we're gonna discuss some things for prepping for, fall lawn renovation. We talk a lot about when you can be putting seed down for the lawn, and we talk about either spring or fall. And so we're getting there. We're not far away. We're about a month away, maybe a little bit less when we can start putting down some of the lawns, depending upon the temperatures. We've been having some hot temperatures the past couple months, so it's by the past month. July was the hottest July on record, since they were taking temperatures down and recording it. It was the hottest July. I mean, that is something that was just crazy. I was talking with a few people at work, and they're like, I feel like I've had that hot temperatures before. How is this making sense? We had some times where it would drop down. We were at night, it would be 50. But what we found out and figured out afterwards after discussing was the temperatures just never fell at night. So that's what kept everything so warm. So it was just a consistent heat. Just crazy those temperatures that we had. I mean, it's been hot. It's still hot out there. It's not, not too hot at the moment, but it's still nice out. It's going to be warm in the mid-high 80s. Might get some 90s again this week, so we'll see what happens with that. It's definitely time to, make sure we're watering, taking care of the plants outside, taking care of them while we can, and thinking about what we're going to be doing in the future. Yeah, we're looking at the mid-high 80s this week, so we'll see what happens. For those of you guys who want to give us a call, the phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. again, like I said, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to do everything we can to help you out. So feel free to give us a call. We'd love to hear from you today. It's hot. Just check the temperature. It's in the 60s, so it's gorgeous. I'll take that every day of the week and keep everything cool at night. You know, we've talked with a few people in the past couple weeks. You know, one of the things that Art was telling us about 2 or 3 weeks ago was about the mowing of the lawn and when you should be doing it. And, you know, one of the things in order to keep the lawn healthy instead of opening up for diseases and insects, etc., is mowing it every week versus every other week, not letting it get too big, not getting it too high, you know, only cutting it by a third each time, maybe, you know, not too much. You don't want it to get too tall because you can affect the grass itself in the long term. So it's definitely something to be thinking about this time of year. You know, I always had thought, and I'd seen some landscapers out there going about every 2 weeks when it's to cutting, depending upon the timing, etc. But when talking with Art, it was one of those things. It was like, all right, okay, that makes some sense. Let's think about doing that every week versus every other, instead of looking at it that way and saying, you know, all right, that type of thing. So, all right, we do have a call on the line. So we're going to go right to that. So, George, who's up next?
That would be Mike in New Hampshire, and he's got a call or a question about the very topic you're talking about, lawn restoration.
All right. Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Mike, you there?
Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great. Thank you.
Yeah, I got a dead lawn on my hands. It fried last summer from lack of rain, lack of watering, and killed it right to the roots, and it's all brown. Weeds took over, very clumpy. So I had a rototiller come in, and he rototilled it all out. I got advice to put white clover in, and I did go out and buy white clover seeds because, you know, I was told that you only have to mow it a couple times a year. It doesn't require much water, and it stays green even in dry conditions. So, but my dilemma right now is the weeds. I don't want to plant the clover seeds while these weeds are coming out everywhere. I've got it rolled, you know, picked over, raked, smoothed over, and wondering what kind of things you would advise to get the weeds out of that. How do people get the weeds out of their lawn?
Before you haven't planted any of the clover seed, right?
No, I have not. I'm still working on killing weeds.
Okay, so they're...
It's all brown right now.
Okay. So there's a couple things you can be doing. I mean, there are total killers out there. You know, the product from...
What do you know about Spectracide? I've been using Spectracide.
So which product from that company? The Spectracide, is that just the... I mean, I'd be looking at like a total killer or something along the lines from Bonai. They have a product called Cleanup.
Cleanup, huh? Yeah, well, Spectracide seems to be working pretty good. I just wondered what you knew about it. Spectracide, all weed and grass killer is on the title of the...
Okay, yeah. So that's a Schultz product. Is that what it is?
It's Spectracide, so all I can tell you.
I think it's from Schultz brand. But so if it's a weed and a grass killer, it's going to kill everything, obviously. It's on a lot of times, depending upon what the active ingredient is with it, it's usually about a 10 to 14 day turnaround before you can put anything down for, you know, grass seed or clover seed.
I called them up on that point. They told me 7 days I could plant seed.
Okay.
But, you know, for the next time that I chop an old lawn, I'm wondering what... You know, I did buy some stuff that topsoil that didn't have any foreign seeds in it. It was clean. How did they get that clean? What did they do to that mixture of compost and topsoil to keep it free of weed seeds.
Well, so a lot of times when the compost, it gets to a certain temperature, about a 160 to 180, 180 degrees, which will be warm enough where it will cook any of those weed seeds that are in it to create that compost. Sometimes with the topsoil, some places will actually heat that up as well, get that through a process. The screener could be about a half-inch screener to clean it out that way. You know, so there's ways that different compost sites will do that, and when they mix it together, it will create that type of weed-free type atmosphere. The thing about it is, with weeds, if there's nothing growing on the lawn, the weeds are going to have nothing to compete with. So they're going to look at, you know, they're going to be able to grow easier. When you put seed down, it's giving the weeds something to compete with. Your grass seed is competing and keeping it, you know, going across there.
Yeah. Now, I'd rather not have any competition from weeds, though. I'd rather kill them all if I can get in. Is it true that some weeds will delay even a year before they germinate and that sort of thing? Yeah.
That is definitely true on certain types of weeds, certain types of grasses. Certain grasses are almost considered weeds just based on when they will germinate. So that is definitely true. One of the things we have, we could talk about this for a bit. So if you want, hang tight for me during the break. On the other side of the break, we'll come back and talk a little bit more to give you some more ideas of what to do. So hang tight. We're going to be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, biosafe fruit and vegetable water.
I was just telling
all
James
the organic
here my
products
trick
to keep
about
your fish pond
greening
clean.
Up fresh
Go to biosafesystem.com. Call 860.
No, I noticed this one spot where I pee on the lawn at night, late
biosafe.
At night, and every time
if you like
mold,
the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Mike in regards to lawn renovation and getting rid of weeds. Now, one of the things that I just wanted to put out there, Mike, to get rid of all the weeds, you're using the Spectracide. The basically, it's a total killer. You're going to have to clean up the weeds that are there after they've turned brown, like you said. But going forward, when if you were to do it again, rototilling sometimes isn't always the best thing to do. Because some of the things that you're doing is you're bringing up some of the weed seeds from below. Even though you're adding new soil, that type of thing, you're pulling some of the weed seeds from below. So what I like to do is I would put that new soil right on top after I've done a total kill of what's there. So spray the lawn, give it that 7 to 10 days. You've seen all the kill, the everything's turned brown, turned black, etc. Clean it up. Then put that new soil on. Because, like I said, what you're doing is you're pulling the seeds from below that could have just been a little bit deeper up to the top.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not a big deal at this point because you've resprayed and everything's been taken care of that way. But just going forward, you would ask, what I would do in the future.
For the next time I do this.
Which yeah.
Never.
So...
I do have one more question.
Well, I just want to reiterate a little bit. So you're going to put that clover seed down. The one thing that, I like clover seed because it's easy to do and it'll take over. But just realize you can't use a conventional weed killer later on if there's weeds mixed in it. Because a lot of those conventional weed killers will actually kill clover, too.
Yeah.
So it's one thing I just want you to know, and anybody who's listening at this point, I think clover is a great idea because it is less maintenance, etc. But just want everybody to know that you can't use that conventional other, multi-purpose weed killer to kill any weeds that get mixed in.
The weeds take over again. I'm going to have to go through this routine again, and I'll do better.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Okay.
All right. You said you had another question, Mike.
I just wanted to get your reaction on clover, the advice I got for clover, and I think I got it already. So, thanks. You're a chip off the old block. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mike. Good luck with it. I do think you're going to enjoy it. Less maintenance, less work. Good luck.
Good. Thanks.
All right. Have a great one. Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, give your plants a dose of nature with organic liquid plant foods from Espoma. Nourish your plants with natural ingredients and millions of beneficial microbes that grow bigger, more beautiful plants. An Espoma Easy Dose Cap gives you a perfect pour every time. No measuring, no mess. Just flip open the cap, turn over the bottle, and pour the pre-measured dose into your watering can. Add water and feed your plants. It's that simple. Just flip, fill, and feed. Available in four varieties: indoor, violet, cactus, and orchid. For all your indoor plants. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Espoma organic liquid plant foods at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to see the video and to find a retailer near you. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. As I've said a few times, our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Definitely up to talk about anything that has to do with the garden today. We'll talk a little bit about lawns. Like I said, at 7 o'clock, we're going to talk about getting ready to get the lawns ready for the fall and what we can be doing with Art from Boni. A lot of great information there. Talk about a few other things out there. So we'll definitely look at that. Now, we've got about a minute. We'll bring the next call, introduce him. George, who's up next?
That'd be Tim. He's got a question about hydrangeas and grass.
All right. Tim, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a hydrangea. I'm up in New Hampshire, and we have some pretty cold weather off Lake Winnipesaukee. And there's two types. One where you have, you know, blooms coming off of the old growth, and that's the kind that I've got.
Okay.
But I get an awful lot of dieback because I get wind, you know, when you burn, coming off the lake. And so I only get, maybe a quarter, if I'm lucky, maybe an eighth of the plant down low.
Gotcha.
That blooms. How do I prepare it over the winter time, or how soon should I cut back, or
I definitely got I got an answer for you. On the other side of the break, we'll get you.
For a beautiful garden
Thank you.
That's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least 20 people have been killed during a mass shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas. 26 people are injured. This woman was inside when it happened.
I wasn't really paying attention, but I heard doo, doo, doo. And then it went doo, 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 like closer together. So then that's when I thought it was gunshots.
Police say they believe it to be a lone shooter who is in custody. He's a 21-year-old white male who's been identified as Patrick Crucius. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says Texans are grieving. He tweets, "We thank first responders for their swift action. We ask God to bind up the wounds of all who have been harmed." Edie Holberg is at a family reunification center. Many people are worried and looking for their loved ones.
I want to just find my mom.
Somebody needs to tell me where she is. I want to know if she's dead or alive or if she's still in Walmart.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Before the break, we were talking with Tim about his hydrangeas. And where he is, he's off the lake. And a lot of wind, a lot of those things coming on, and he's not getting a lot of blossoms from his hydrangeas. He has one of the varieties that blooms on old and new wood, so the pruning isn't as something where you worry about. So one of the things for preparing for, winter, fall, etc., one of the things you can be doing is... with those, because of the fact that it is a blooms on new and old wood, some of the pruning can be done in the fall. A lot of times the pruning can actually be done what they call late winter, which is right before spring starts to pop up, to get some of that old growth out of there. I know you said only part of it is blooming at this time. So one of the things that I would look at doing is cutting back any of the blossoms that have gone by later in the season and getting rid of those. That would be where I would start. I know it's only about like an eighth of the plant, as you were saying, something along those lines. Cutting those back in the fall, that's where I would start. And then you can shape it from there. Another thing that you can look at doing, I'm not sure if you live on the lake all year round or if it's, just a fall, the summer season when you're there. But late in the season, when the ground is starting to be frozen, a lot of times we're looking closer to about Thanksgiving, depending upon the season. We've had some seasons where it's gotten stayed warm late. But usually Thanksgiving is the time when the ground is frozen and it's good enough to do. What I like to do is take something along the lines of salt marsh hay, or you could even use pine needles. You could use leaves from the yard. But I like to use salt marsh hay because you can kind of pack it in there. But put that around the base of the plant. You can actually, cover about 6-8 inches of the base, especially in an area where you've got a lot of wind, you've got a lot of the elements that you're worrying about. covering the plant through the branches that are in there to keep it compacted and keep it so that the temperatures stay steady during the season. One of the things that we look for in the winter to help protect our plants is we actually look for snow to just sit there. I'm not talking snow where it would get snow and then do that freeze-thaw type thing where it would just go away and then come back. We want the snow to actually sit and insulate the plants. It keeps the ground the same temperature. It keeps the plant the same temperature instead of that warm, cold-warm effect. What that'll do to a plant is the plant just doesn't know what's going on. All right, it's warm. Okay, it's cold. It's warm. It's cold. And it kind of confuses it. And it needs to have that dormancy period where if it starts to warm up and then go cold, warm up, then cold, it kind of shocks the plant. And that's what's been happening the past few years. We're probably looking at, I'd almost say, the past 5 years at this point of what's happened during the winter with this. We have that warm, cold parts, and it's affecting hydrangeas a lot. This question I've had at the garden center tons of times. A lot of people are having the same problems, no matter where they are. It could be a protected area or a non-protected area. So that's one of the things that I like to do is protect it that way. Now, another thing that my father used to talk about when it came to this is in the fall, you always think about for evergreens. When you're really into plants, you think about this is that anything that's evergreen is using a wilt proof or a wilt stop. But only on evergreens. You're thinking, your boxwoods, your hollies, some of your rhododendrons, your leucothoways, your kalmias, pyaris, etc. But my father actually used to talk about the tips of the hydrangea branches, where you're seeing that, and actually spraying there on some of them. Not using a lot because a lot of times it's gone down to sticks, but spraying on your hydrangeas the tips of everything where the buds would be, and actually helping keep some of that moisture in the plant for the winter. So that's one way to really think about it, and to help it out that way. I would definitely be looking at in the spring to push it along a little bit is using a super phosphate early. So once the ground thaws out, once it started to warm up, probably April, mid-April, maybe a little bit later as you're up at Lake Winnipesaukee, so it's going to be a little cooler. It's not going to warm up as quickly as maybe, southern Massachusetts, the Cape, or, middle part of Massachusetts, etc. Usually about 2 weeks behind where I am in Lowell, Mass. So that's just, the time frame. But the reason why I want you to be doing it at that point is that super phosphate is a root development, but it's also a flower development. That middle number, it's usually a 0450 or 0440. So that is something that you definitely want to use to push that growth. And from there, once you've used that super phosphate, using a 10-10-10 fertilizer during the season. You could actually push a 10-10-10 right now with those hydrangeas that you have to help push them for now. Just once, maybe do it at this time of year. But that 10-10-10 next season is a six-week interval. So you're going to be using, it's not a whole lot. Depending upon the size of the hydrangea, you're looking under a cup, maybe even just a cup per plant when it comes to the 10-10-10. The superphosphate, you're not going to use a lot either. So for the superphosphate, look at one of the smaller bags. They carry them in I think it's like a 5 or 6 pound bag. You can get those from Espoma. They have a triple phosphate that's pretty much the same thing. You're looking at, a triple phosphate, I believe, is a 0.18.0. So you can use either one of those to make those work. So hopefully that works for you, Tim. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And I do have another call on the line, so we're going to go right to that. George, who's up next?
That would be Thomas, and he's also got questions about grass.
Okay. Thomas, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Could be Daryl.
Oh, Daryl. Hey, how are you, bud?
The fellow with the grass and the weeds?
Yes, sir.
I wonder if that is a soil that prefers weeds to grass, i.e. a little bit on the acidic side. You didn't mention doing a soil test just to see what's in there. You spray them with poison all day long, and they're going to keep coming back until they don't like living there. And we've had cases where we put down lime, nothing more than lime, and they find it to be kind of, not a great host for them. So they start dying out, and the grass comes back. Get the grass up to about 3 inches, cut it down to 2 inches, and force out the weeds, and then go around with your little Dixie cup on the end of your sprayer and hit the weeds that do make it through, just those one little spots, and then reseed those. Sometimes that works slow. It takes 2 years to finally get it done. But it tends to get the grass growing, as the primary crop, if you will.
Yeah, definitely. It's it's something I did skip over a little bit, but getting a soil test and getting that figured out, what you're dealing with, especially if you do have that acidic, when somebody's growing clover seed, they want to have a pH a little bit higher as well. It's not one where do well in acidic soils, won't last many seasons. You're looking at more of like a mid-range of the sixes. So just finding out the pH is a start, but as I've talked about many times, as you and I have talked about, Daryl, many times, is the, finding out what else is there, what else is going on. Is it too compact? Is it whatnot? Like I said, I mean, it seems like it won't be too compact at this point based on the rototilling, but what else is going on underneath there? There's added soil. There's organic compost, which is great to add to the soil, to anything that you're doing. But seeing else, what else is going there? Weeds will do better, as you pointed out, in more acidic soils, soils that aren't taken care of as much. When you start to grow that pH, grow those other elements in there, they will get stronger. The plants, the lawn itself, not the weeds. So that's something to be taken a look at too. So definitely, anybody who's looking at doing a lawn renovation should be looking at doing a soil test at this point, to see what you're dealing with as well, because you could just be throwing money down, with the seed, not knowing what's going on underneath. And that's definitely something to be, adding to it.
There you go.
So I appreciate that, reminder, Daryl. I've been, thinking more about the insects and all those things. Haven't really got my mind back into the lawn. This fall's coming around the corner. I don't want to think about it.
I'm afraid you're right.
Yeah, it's we're less than a month away.
Fall's here, so. All right, I'll get the shovel out.
All right, Daryl.
We'll
have a great one.
Be good.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And as Daryl talks with us a lot about the soil tests and finding out what's going on there, that's another thing that you should be doing going forward. As I said, we're about 3 to 4 weeks away from when you can start putting the lawn down again. Soil tests usually take about 2 to 3 weeks to get your results. And if you are looking to redo your lawn this fall and get it going, soil test is the best way to do it. It's not only going to tell you your pH, it's going to tell you what else is going on there. Do you need more nitrogen? Do you need more phosphorus? Do you need more potassium? Is there an issue with magnesium? Do you have enough of this, etc.? It's going to tell you how much organic matter is in there. They'll give you recommendations on there of what you need to use for lime, what you need to use for this, that, and the other thing. It's very good, very informative, but it's something you should know before you start putting a lawn in, because if you have all the information prior to putting the lawn in, you're going to be more successful. If you just put a lawn down, throw some seed on the on soil, you could be successful. You take care of the watering, etc., but without knowing what else is going on, you might need a little bit of you know, luck on your side to be successful if you don't know what else is going on underneath there. So, you know, take a look at it. We've discussed many times of what you can be doing to add for your pH. There's a fast-acting lime from Bonide that you could be putting down to bring your pH up. A lot of the soils in New England are acidic. They're more in the 5.8 to 6.0, maybe a little bit even lower. I've seen a lot, you know, in the 5.5s in this area. You're going to want to have your soil at a 6.5 to a 6.8. Then that's you know, a little bit neutral, more alkaline than acidic, but it is neutral to allow your lawn to grow. That's the same thing with clover. Like we were talking this morning with Mike. Mike was interested in putting the clover in for the lawn. You're looking at a 6.5 pH there. So it's the same thing that you'd be doing for a lawn. So really some things to think about. Soil tests. We can get them at different areas. UMass Extension does it. UVM, University of Vermont does it. So think about it. We're going to go to a break. On the other side, we'll answer more of your gardening questions. So hang tight. Soon we'll be with Art from Bonide, too.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to biosafesystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the seasons. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual tree and shrub insect control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed. Pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub and will travel throughout the entire plant and it will not wash off.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. George, who do we have next here? All right, Tim, welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the crab apples today?
Thank you very much. I've got an aged crab apple tree, about 30 years old, 10-inch diameter girth, and it dies out every summer. The lower third, at least the lower third leaves, they all fall off starting about 30 days, 40 days ago. And only the top growth takes place. It's about 25 feet tall. I pruned it last year up at the top as best I could reach. But it's still happening, and the leaves are just dropping off, hundreds a day.
Okay. Now, would you say that on the lower part where all these leaves are happening, are there a lot of branches going through there?
Not a lot. There's the four main leaders that come up, from like 5 feet off the, or 3-4 feet off the ground.
Yep.
And they go up, and when I top cut as best I could, they started to get some runners coming off those branches to fill up, but it's not really full down there. It's obviously full up at the very, very, the upper half.
Okay. So one of the reasons why I'm asking that is, is there sucker growth going on there? Are there some of those branches going straight up and down? And that's sometimes the case when it comes to crab apples, and it seems like you know what's there and what's not. I like to get rid of any of those sucker growth, anything that's straight up and down. That doesn't seem to be the case on here. So the lower leaves are just falling out. Now, the question is it something where it's not getting as much sun because the upper parts of the leaves are just so full? That could be part of it. And that's what...
That is the case. It's in the north side of the house. And so the area that's not getting full sun or... three-quarter sun, that's where the leaves are falling off. And off those main leaders, I actually have some of those vertical suckers, maybe about five or six. So I'll prune those off.
That sucker growth takes away from the rest of the plant. It's just water sprouts, basically, and that water could be used elsewhere on the plant. So taking the sucker growth is definitely one thing to do. Cut those out. The other thing on the lower areas, you said it's not as full, but maybe try to thin it out a little bit. Any of the cross branches, any branches that are sitting on top of other branches and maybe rubbing up against, get rid of one of those to allow some of the sunlight to get in there, some of the air to get in there. So what's happening is it's not getting a lot of sun, it's not getting a lot of air movement in there because the dense part is on the top and the outside. And so sun's not getting in there, so that's premature leaf drop. And so one of the things you could also do, it's a huge tree, so it would be a lot to do, is some sort of fertilization, some sort of something to give it back a little bit. Now, with a 10-inch diameter type plant, type tree, we're talking probably, if you were to use a product like Tree Tone, you're probably looking to get one of the large bags and use it just on that plant itself to put in there. And that might be something to do next spring. It's going to give something back to the plant to allow it to really get stronger. So that's something that I would look to do, Tim. So think about that going forward, cleaning out those sucker growth. The other thing, take a look at those leaves. Are the leaves, are they just yellow? Are they turning black? Do they have spots on them? Is there something else going on there?
They are turning yellow, and they're like dried paper when they hit the ground. Question for you regarding that tree, the fertilizer type of product.
Yeah.
I have spreading use, cultivated around it. I've got periwinkle. I've got grass. Is that going to affect when I lay that down underneath the canopy area?
It's not going to affect the other plants. The other plants will be fine. They'll absorb some of it, but that tree is a very strong feeder and will take the fertilizer. So you're going to be all right, definitely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.